Social Security Administration Publication. Overpayments. Publication number 05-10098. January 2022. Produced and published at U.S. taxpayer expense. An overpayment occurs when you receive more money than you should have been paid. If this happens, we'll notify you and your representative payee, if you have one, by mail. Overpayment notices explain why you've been overpaid, your payment amount, your repayment options, and your appeal and waiver rights. You should read your notices carefully. Options for repaying. If you agree that the overpayment occurred and that the overpayment amount is correct, you have options for repayment. If you're receiving Social Security benefits, we will withhold the full amount of your benefit each month unless you request a lesser withholding amount and we approve your request. Full withholding will start 30 days after we notify you of the overpayment. If you're receiving Supplemental Security Income, SSI, generally, we will withhold 10% of the maximum federal benefit rate each month. If you can't afford this, you may ask that we take less from your benefit each month. You also have the option of paying back the overpayment at a rate greater than 10%. We don't start deducting money from your SSI payments until at least 60 days after we notify you of the overpayment. If you no longer receive SSI, but you receive Social Security benefits, you can pay back your SSI overpayment by having up to 10% of your monthly benefit withheld. If you aren't receiving benefits, you should do one of the following. Visit www.pay.gov and search for Social Security to pay by credit card, debit card, or bank account. Using your bank's online bill pay feature, make a payment to Social Security Administration. Send us a check for the entire amount of the overpayment within 30 days. Contact us to set up a plan to pay back the amount in monthly installments. If you are not receiving benefits or become delinquent in your repayment agreement, we can recover the overpayment from your federal income tax return or from your wages if you're working. Be aware that we'll also report the delinquency to credit bureaus. Also, we can recover overpayments from future Social Security benefits or SSI payments. For more information about your repayment options, visit www.ssa.gov/overpayments. Appeal and waiver rights. If you don't agree that you've been overpaid or believe the amount is incorrect, you can appeal by filing Form SSA-561. You can get the form online or by calling us. Your appeal must be in writing and explain why you think you have not been overpaid or why you think the amount is incorrect. You have 60 days from the date you received the original overpayment notice to file an appeal. We will assume you received this notice 5 days after the date on it, unless you show us that you didn't get it within the 5-day period. You must have a good reason for waiting more than 60 days to ask for an appeal. If you believe you shouldn't have to pay the money back, you can request that we waive collection of the overpayment. You must submit Form SSA-632, which you can get online or by calling us. There's no time limit for filing a waiver as long as you prove that both The overpayment wasn't your fault. Paying it back would cause you financial hardship or would be unfair for some other reason. We may ask you to give us proof of your income and expenses. We'll stop collection of the overpayment until we make a decision on your request for an appeal or waiver. Contacting Social Security. The most convenient way to do business with us is to visit www.ssa.gov to get information and use our online services, or call us toll-free at 1-800-772-1213 or at 1-800-325-0778, TTY, if you're deaf or hard of hearing. We can answer your call from 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. weekdays. You can also use our automated services via telephone 24 hours a day, so you do not need to speak with a representative. Wait times to speak to a representative are typically shorter, Wednesdays through Fridays, or later in the day.